Good evening, sir. My name is Carlos. We're just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting the people in the city of Atlanta. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Is your zip code 03324?
Yes.
Well, thank you, sir. And just for a statistical purpose only, and to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me just the year of your birth?
1980.
80? Okay, thank you, sir. I'm very kind of you for taking the time to help me. And, sir, what is the last level of school that you have completed, or the highest degree that you have received? High school, some college?
Yeah, could you tell me what organization you're with?
Yeah, opinion research. We're just conducting a study. This is about the transportation in Atlanta, like the Martin's buses and the trains, and your opinion really matters. Did you graduate from high school, some college, associate's degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree?
Yeah, post-college.
Okay, thank you, sir. And now, are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
Okay, is your race white, Caucasian, black, African-American, American-Indian, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern?
White.
Thank you, sir. Now, moving right along, for whom did you vote in the 2010 general election for president? Oh, you were not able to vote.
I'm sorry, to say again?
For whom did you vote on the 2010 general election? Joe Biden, or Donald Trump, someone else?
Yeah, Biden.
Okay, thank you, sir. And, sir, are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many other people, you're not registered?
I'm registered.
Okay. And below is a list of issues. Can you please select three of the most important issues to you at this moment? Education, abortion access, inflation and cost of living, jobs in the economy, public transportation, climate change and the environment, crime, traffic, immigration, racism and discrimination. If you have to select three.
Inflation, crime, and public transportation.
Okay, and we're going to talk about that in a moment. I appreciate your patience on the line. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, can you, generally speaking, can you please tell me, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied of the direction that the city of Atlanta is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
And how about the Atlanta region? Same question, same option. Same, okay. And the Georgia, the state? Somewhat satisfied? Okay, thank you. And now I would like you to rate how you feel about some people, some groups of people or ideas using the scale from 0 to 10. A 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 5 means that you feel neutral. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. You can use any number. It depends how you feel. How about the Atlanta City Council from 0 to 10?
5.
Electric scooters? What number?
I would give them a 6.
Okay. And Uber and Lyft, how do you feel about them?
9.
Okay. And how about Martinet trains?
9.
And artificial intelligence companies?
7.
Okay. And Governor Brian Kemp?
5.
And Mayor Andrew Dickens?
8.
8, okay. And Martha Buzzes?
7.
And the Atlanta Police Department?
6.
And the Atlanta Beltline?
10.
Okay. And self-driving cars?
2.
Thank you. Now moving right along. Sir, how would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? As a major, minor, or not problem at all?
Probably closer to between major and minor.
I know everybody says that, but for the sake of the research, can you pick one, either major or minor?
Yeah, I think it's minor.
Okay, thank you. And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I'd say fair.
Okay. And How frequently do you use the public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
If you asked me the question 2 months ago, I'd say every day, but I got a car now. So I'd probably say, yeah, now it's like maybe a couple times a month of that.
A few times a month. Hey, congratulations on your new car. Now, how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very, somewhat familiar, not too, or not at all familiar?
Very.
Okay. And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Not almost every day.
Okay. And based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or negative one?
Positive.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
And what is the first word that or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline? Just one thing that it comes to mind.
Connectivity.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Very kind of you again for taking the time to help me. Now, here's a few statements. After each, can you please use the scale from 0 to 10? A 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means neither, agree or disagree, and 0 means that you strongly disagree. You may use any number, depending on how you feel. Here's the first statement. Martin says they're working on projects, but I never seen them complete anything. From 0 to 10.
5.
And adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better. What number?
How much is this? I've got to get some dinner cooking here. So how much more time do you need on this?
Just a few more minutes so I can use the one you already gave me. How about adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better? What number?
3.
Okay. And crime is a serious problem on Martin and Atlanta buses. What number?
7.
And the quality of Atlanta's road is getting worse. What number?
I disagree with that statement, so I would say 4.
Okay. And how about public transit makes it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood?
Probably 5.
Okay. And I feel safe riding Martins. What number?
8.
Okay. And I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system. From 0 to 10.
5.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now moving right along. Sir, which of the following statements do you agree with most? We can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with e-bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Second statement, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. First one or second statement, do you agree with me?
Absolutely got to go. So is there any summary thing you need on this? I got to cut this off, okay?
That's okay, sir. I appreciate your patience. Enjoy your dinner, okay? Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.